Blog Talk Radio.
Keep on moving on.
I want to say peace to the gods and the goddesses, peace and evolution, and all those things that are needed for the elevation and the upliftment of your soul. I always start off by acknowledging the Creator, the Supreme Being, the Most High. And I open up by saying, in the name and in the power of Amen, we trust, we, the solar beings, we breathe, we live, we move forward, and we have our being, and we are free. My name is Sinetra Menquarez, and I am doing the Amen Arrays broadcast. On today's broadcast, we are going to be discussing and sharing a topic that is not talked about very much. And it is a topic that is of the very most importance. This topic, as it pertains to the soul, the inter-identity of our soul. Those of you who have heard the few broadcasts that I have, right now we are still under the number of 10, and we're moving forward. On these broadcasts, I will often refer to myself and those whom I am dedicating this broadcast to, those who I have a divine desire and a mission to connect to, those beautiful beings who are and who know and who are awakening to the divinity of who they are. And that's where this subject is coming from. It's also a broadcast that is geared towards those beings who are called commonly, myself also at one particular time, was at one time a lost soul, someone who did not have a connection to my inner self, my outer self, my higher self, someone who did not identify with the source of who it is that has given us this light, who has given us this pure light, and who has given us the beauty of what it is that we came here to experience. Solar beings house a soul. Now, in my opening, I also added to that. And, you know, just to be clear on it, when we say house a soul, to exist on this planet in this 3D dimension, we have to have a body. We are not this body. Yes, if you have good sense, you are going to do what it is that is necessary, sustain your body. The body is what they call the temple. And most of us have heard this. The body is your temple. The body is your house. The body is the place where the soul resides. Now, I also made mention in my opening that it is not just the human beings who house a spirit. And that's something that we're going to get into this discussion and this sharing about, because I know I just jumped from soul But there is a distinction between the two. Anything can house a spirit. A spirit can be in a plant. It can be in an animal. It can even be in an inanimate, unliving thing. Any object can house a spirit. The reason why I'm mentioning that is because the soul has often been confused with the spirit, but they're not the same. The soul is the I, that unique I of the self. It is the engine of our life that moves us. It moves us forward. The soul defines who we are and who we came here to the earth to be. The soul also embodies why we exist, what it is that is our meaning and our purpose. Our soul is our distinct, unique inner identity. And our souls also have a divine desire. Our souls are driven by this desire to connect. The source of our soul is the creator of our soul. And in acknowledging the creator, the supreme being, the most high, the one true living God, by whatever name it is that you call him, because it is truth for me in my life and my ultra standing that I myself did not come into the knowledge of who the creator is in relationship to his name as it relates to my soul. And the name of the creator, the most high, Amen God, is what resonates with me. Now, we have been told, and so we look at, when we come here, when we come out of the wombs of our mother, and even in the womb, in the three stages, the tri-stages that, you know, you go through in the 9 months that you're being carried, they say is that when you are born, that life is breathed into you from the Creator. We've seen and, you know, we've acknowledged the fact that when a child is born, you know, the child's first cry, you know, is his ability to take in that breath on his own. And at that time, those beings that are around that being that has been birthed in its physical temple, in its house, it goes into the, it comes into the realm of being acknowledged on its beginning stages, in its beginning stages, in its journey towards its life and evolving and coming to understand and to know who that particular being is in its infancy as a soul. Each soul is the expression of your higher self. It is also the expression of how it is that you are coming to grow and evolve and change through the different stages, because we know once you are born, then day after month after year are going to see you in your moving forward in your life. And you begin to define yourself. You define yourself by those things that you expose yourself to, those things that are taught to you. You define yourself by your environment. You define yourself by your thoughts and your ideas. And eventually, at some point, you also, with that defining, start to envision and focus and determine what it is that you came here for however length or period of time, what will be your future. When you see yourself in a future, it does not begin in the future. It begins with your beginning and how it is that you are in your ultra standing of who it is that you are connecting to in regards to your inner self. Those things that I mentioned before, these are things, your environment, those things that you see, those things that you take in, those things that are taught to you, other persons or people's opinions, examples. These are the outer, these are the external things that do impact. They impact the identity of who it is that you are. And then you make your own choices. Once you determine that you have your own self-identity, you are able to process your own thinking, your own thoughts, your own ideas. And you are also getting in tune with yourself, which is also a part of who it is that your soul, what it is that your soul yearns for, what it is that your soul, the earnestness of your soul desires. And how it is that as a solar being, you will connect and you will respond and you will move in your own actions, your deeds, your thoughts, and what it is that you manifest. You define yourself. I had a brother, God Brother Jehu, and in my striving to move forward with this Amina broadcasting, the brother gave me some very, very beautiful, enlightening, positive criticism. And he said to me, Sinetra, when you are doing the broadcast, he said, the broadcast is something that you want to speak like you're speaking from your soul, like you're in a conversation with someone. It should be a natural sharing. And I thought on what it is that the brother said, and I received that beautiful criticism because I'm one for doing a lot of writing. I'm one for writing things, and I like to apply different images as it relates to what it is that I desire to express. From my opinion, and also it is a desire of wanting to share and express from my ideas and from my thought. Now, when I recognized what it was that the brother was saying, that served a beautiful purpose for me because that is something that And getting in tune, let me get some tea here. Getting in tune, one moment. Okay, I've been doing a whole lot of talking, family, and I have a loud mic, and I was noticing that in all of the talking and the sharing, I had begun to lose my voice. Now, in taking that tea, it soothed my voice, but I had to put you all on mute for a minute so I could cough a little bit and adjust my voice. Now, as I was saying, with what the brother had said to me, that really, really resonated with me. When it is that I am in the practice of getting in tune with my own soul, I do that same thing. I conversate with my own soul, with my inner self, with my thoughts and my ideas, and all those things that pertain to me, and those things that I receive that define to me who I am in my different stages of my growth and my development. So it resonated with me what the brother said. And I know that for me, those things that resonate, I take heed to them and I embrace them. And that's from whoever it is that is sharing with me, that I know that when I am listening from my inner self, from the depths of my soul, and I am receiving something that is an elevation and an upliftment to my soul, that's what the term for me, and this is just my opinion, that is what resonating with me, that is how I define it. And I have had many occasions where along the way, because of the conversations that I have with my soul and my higher self. Now, that term, higher self, is a term that is being shared a lot, that it is putting something on the mind. Because that's not necessarily, you know, the talk that you're going to hear when you are in a religion or when you are in an organization or when you are in a society and society is dictating to you or putting you under a mind control, and not even a mind control, but it is putting you either in a class or attempting to define you from the outside, from a external source. When you think about the higher self, which is another word for, you know, your soul when you are connected that way. Because you can have a soul and still be lost and not know anything about connecting to the source of your soul or connecting to your higher self. And when you think about the higher self, because I'm thinking about also the different universal and natural laws, and the law of polarity says that to everything, there is a opposite. So if you have a higher self, you have a lower self. And most of us operate from that place of our lower self because we don't know any better. We have not been inspired and encouraged to go into the depths of who you are. You know, stand in front of that mirror is a common term. You know, people make songs about, you know, looking at the man in the mirror. We know, you know, the popular Michael Jackson song. That's a term that's commonly used. But when most people talk about looking at the man in the mirror, most oftentimes they are projecting that thought to tell somebody else to look at the man in the mirror, as opposed to doing something for themselves, which would be a education to yourself, which is to look at yourself. Look at all aspects of yourself, which is another word for the soul. The self, the I, the inner us, all those things that relate to your ego, your pride, those things that are your personality, your opinion, your thoughts, your deeds, your actions. These things all pertain to those things that stem from the soul. It is how it is that when you are engaged with someone and they see you, people don't always see what it is that you want them to see. People see you how they choose to see you. But most importantly, the most important thing as it pertains to your soul is how you see yourself and what it is that you know about yourself. And also being truthful with yourself. I want to give a shout out to those particular beings who have been a elevation and a enlightenment to my soul. Those members who were in my family, my biological family, those members who have been in the different organizations, and those religious organizations that I also came through. And most importantly, where it is that I am today. Those beings who, in their own soul experience, in their own beautiful sharing, they have been a elevation, a upliftment, and a light, you know, to my soul, and I want to thank them. And also to those beings who I may have thought in the past, and I release them as it would relate to anything that I may have perceived as being a negative or being as a distraction or a obstacle to my soul's journey and my soul's path. Because I choose to look at it that way, because when you are doing a self-examination and a self-analysis, and you're striving for the self-improvement, and like I said before, the word soul is also interchangeable with yourself. All life experiences that we come through, whether they be defined by us as good, bad, ugly, perfect, imperfect, or whatever the case may be, even though we may not want to consider them to be a elevating experience or a uplifting experience, nothing that happens to us on our soul journey happens to us by way of coincidence or circumstance. Our soul's path and our soul's desire is to come here and experience this life so that we can be what it is that we desire to be on our journey to our higher self. It doesn't matter what the experience was, because experiences will come and go. What does matter is how you see yourself. How did your soul, how did your inner identity of your soul receive or reject or build up on that? Because in this attainment to our higher self, to our God, goddess self, which is a direct connection with what it is that is the absolute source. The absolute source of our life, the absolute source of our existence, the absolute source of our thoughts and our ideas, the source. I had a, I have a movie collection, and it's been for a few years now that when I'm looking at movies, I don't look at them anymore, you know, just as a time to, to get through some time period or for entertainment. But we, when we come into a knowledge of certain things and we are going through this self-examination, the self-awareness, the self-analysis, self-improvement, self-correction. These things all pertain to the soul. These are all a part of our soul journey. In this soul journey, it's so very important to look at things, to come to know that when you are looking at things, you want to look at these things from the eye of a scientist. That's a part of your God self. That's a part of your goddess self. That's a part of your ultra standing. That's a part of how you process that pure light as it pertains to your soul journey and your soul mission, your soul path. Because like I said before, some souls come here for a very, very short period of time. And if we look back in history, we've all heard the saying. I know I've heard the saying in my lifetime. Well, if there is a God, why do, bad things happen? Why are there children who have horrible things done to them? And they have very short lives. Why are young men and women, told by those who are seats in authority to go off and fight a war, and they die? They don't come back. Why is it that people find themselves in situations where they are just snuffed out in the early parts of their lives? Why is this? If there is a God, why are these things all allowed to happen? And some people, in their thought and how they process things, they put the blame on God. And for that reason, they utilize that reason not to believe in God. Now, when I was speaking about watching these movies, and we have many, many, many movies, and I thought about a lot of different movies before coming to do this Amina Ray's broadcast today. One of the movies and one of the series that I follow is a series that's called The Highlander. In one of the last episodes that I'm aware of, there may be another one, but in one of the last episodes, the whole theme of the movie was for those beings who are considered to be immortal. Even as a immortal, even as a god, these immortal beings were on a quest. They were on a path. They were on a journey. And what they were on a quest and a path and a journey towards or moving to was the source. But on their journey to the source, which they made it in the movie as something that only one being or the best being or the most pure being with the most light or the most skills, only one being would be able to attain the source. And I looked at that movie. And when I was thinking about this topic, I said to myself, there are so many movies that we watch and we don't realize what's being put into us externally that just are not true. Each and every soul, once it awakens to itself, gets on its own singular path, its own journey towards the source. The source is that higher self that is connected to the creator of the soul. Now, I've always said when I've been in different situations where I acknowledge, for whatever reason, I'm dealing with a being, or I'm dealing with a spirit, or I'm dealing with an entity who, for whatever reason, decides that now it's going to be a disruption. It's going to be a distraction. It's going to try to create some form of chaos and confusion to my mind or to my body or to my soul. And I always simply think in terms of no one cannot do anything to you that you do not allow to happen to yourself. So right there, as a soul being, we take full responsibility. That is in your growth and in your understanding of this one simple thing. In my journey and coming through what it is that I decided to search for and get on a path for. My whole journey, my purpose, I thought at particular times was one thing or another. When I was in the religion of Islam, there came a time for me when I had to deal with the thought that came into my mind that the God that I was serving or the God that had been given to me was not the source. And I came to that realization and that understanding in my thoughts and in my idea of what it is that I acknowledge on my particular journey and on my path, that we know, we have been told, and it was taught to us by a very, very, very wise man. And I'm going to say it again because it is something that we can attain to, not just in word. The black man is God, and that came from the wise man, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad saying that the black man is God, we were also given a God. We were given a man as a God. And that man's name was Master Farid Muhammad. Now, because of my personal life experiences, I moved forward beyond that ultra standing as a man being an intermediator, an intercessor, something that would be between me and my God self, my higher self. I had to put that thought and that idea aside. And then I went on my journey, and I went towards those things that resonated with my soul. And the first thing that came to me during that journey was a soul being that resonated with me, that was outside of myself, but it resonated with me. And I asked the name, and at that particular time, that name was Anu. And that was all. I didn't know anything else in regards to that. But with that connection that I made to Anu, not knowing very much about him, and coming out of religion and coming out of a understanding that, yes, the black man is God, the black woman is God, and there is also a man that God came in the person of. But I needed more because I could not stop right there. So I moved on from Islam. I moved on from religion. I moved on from that particular thought, and I began to deal with myself and my thought and what it was that my soul was yearning for, which was to continue on my own path and on my own journey for my soul. Now, when the word and the man I knew came to me in my soul path and in my soul journey, I was going through a process where I call, or what I define as, being de-spiritualized. And in being de-spiritualized, because one thing about the spirit, the spirit has a attachment to feelings. It's a feel good. It has attachment to emotions. It has a attachment to opinions. It has attachments to things, people, persons, possessions, places. Because when we step outside of our door and we see things with our eyesight or we hear things with our ears, these things transmit a frequency, which is what a spirit also is. Because a spirit is something, like I said before at the beginning, is something that can be housed by anything, living or dead. It is an energy. And there's energy, and then there is a higher frequency. So you have a higher frequency, and then you have a lower frequency. And we entertain these things at different stages of our lives. Now, when I went through the process of acknowledging a source, Anu was not just a man, but he, in my mind, was a source. But this particular source of light, pure light, took me through stages and degrees of looking at myself, looking at how I was processing my thoughts, my ideas. And he took me through a beautiful school of learning about the other dominant, predominant thoughts and ideas that we as a black people are embracing today. And I thought that that was a beautiful thing. I thought that was a really beautiful thing for me, because I find myself going into and listening to different persons who had different ideas and thoughts about life. Some resonated with me, some did not. Those things that resonated with me, I took them as a part of my soul expression. I received those things. Because any single thing that is out here that is coming through, the energy, the light of it, the intelligence of it, comes through. It does not belong to, unless you decide to embrace something for your own identity and for your own soul, unless you resonate with that to you and you claim that as your own. When you think about it, in truth and in essence, every single atom, every single molecule, every single particle, everything breaks down to a minuscule form of intelligence anyway. These things that we see around us are basically, in truth, illusions. So that is why when you do not acknowledge the fact that you are on a soul path or on a soul journey, then you are defined by external forces who, like the saying goes, if you don't do your own thinking, someone is going to do that thinking for you. It's commonly known, as it relates to opinions. They're the same way. Everybody has an opinion. And if you have an opinion, then that's your own. But at the end of the day, when we relate to anything that is out here available for us, when we walk out into that beautiful, glorious sun, that is our nutrient that charges the battery, that charges the soul and our solar plex, what gives us that energy. When we go towards those things and we have a desire to grow and evolve, and like my brother said, also, Brother Patah, he spoke on the word revolution. Because we're going to do either one or the other. We're going to either evolve, which equates to elevating ourselves, growing, moving forward, and doing those things that are necessary for our soul. And when me and the brother spoke about the word revolve, commonly known, the definition for revolve is to go around in a circle. But in that also, as the brother shared with me, and this resonated with me, revolve also means to go through a radical change, a change and a transformation. The change and the transformation may not be something that is going to turn out for the good. It could turn out for the bad, because that's simply what change and transformation involves. It is your soul that defines, and it dictates to you, or you dictate to yourself, or you allow someone else to transform and change you if you are not aware, if you are not doing your own self-analysis, if you are not doing your own self-examination or your own self-correction and working with the inner soul and working with your own inter-identity. In that journey, on my journey, on my path, after I had come through a few years of dealing with consciously, because you can consciously allow things to affect you. And sometimes you can unconsciously allow things to affect you, and you don't necessarily recognize, at that particular time that you have opened yourself up and you're being affected by something on an unconscious level. You're doing things, you're saying things, you're not in a space where you have your own self-control, okay? And in those instances, that's kind of how it is. Now, in my own opinion, That's what I consider being a lost soul, because you're being moved on by external, outside forces that you are allowing to define you. That is the plot of the lower self. That is the plight. That is the journey. Because as we are moving along in this period of awakening and identifying who we are for ourselves, that is a conscious effort. And, you know, you have people who will take words and try to make them bad. But like I said, you know, there are polarities in everything. We have positive and negative inside of us. We have good and bad inside of us. We have both, the God and devil inside of us. But there's one thing about polarities. Even though we have those things inside of us, one is always going to be more dominant than the other. If you do not feed yourself and your lower self is being fed by external forces, then your soul is a lost soul. When you are aware of yourself and you are connecting to your higher self and that source, then you can feed your soul with those things that are going to elevate. They are going to enlighten. They are going to help you define and help you through your self-analysis, your self-correction, your processing of all things that are yourself. One of the things that I wanted to do is I want to bring on these beautiful beings who have been an absolute pure joy in my life right now. They're on the mic. They didn't know that I was going to do this. I just wanted to, you know, get through what it is that my soul path and my soul discussion had to share. And now I'm going to open up the mic for these beautiful beings, and I just want you to say your names and introduce yourself, and I'm going to bring you all on. So, you know, you're about to be connected. Okay, so I got a 412, a 973, and a 469.
Yes, yes,
peace, beautiful being.
Peace. Goddess Oracle, are you on the line? Okay, I connected the goddess's Oracle. The goddess Z, fire goddess Z is on the line. She's in the house. And the god brother Ptah. So I open up all three of these mics because I just wanted to thank you all so much for your support. And I would like for you all, if you so desire, you know, go ahead, add to the chat, you know, share with the God family.
Sister, first of all, let me give honor to you, goddess, peace to you, and honor also to all the goddesses, goddess, Sister V. Of course, I acknowledge your presence. Peace and blessings to you, Sister V. And it's just good to see everybody on the line. It's a very, very wonderful topic. I'm loving it. I'm sitting back listening to the spirit and the soul. I'm listening to different energies. And I just definitely think this is a positive program, and I like what you're talking about. And I like, you know, and a lot of time I've operated on revolutionary frequencies and also evolutionary frequencies. I find evolution also inspiring, very great, because the people have to grow. I came from more of a military fighting background, you know, where you had to fight for what you wanted or you didn't get it, or you had to fight for survival. So, you know, from the area I came from, before I was able to get into a stage to evolve, you know, to search for evolution. I'm searching for evolution as well. And every black person, a male or female, is searching for evolution. I believe a lot of people have that battle inside, what we call the revolution. But some people I know that they don't use the term much because they say that it has a negative commentary to it, has a negative vibe to it. But the definition of revolution is not just what they call going around in circles and circles and circles. revolution is radical change. It's power moving from one source over to another. And the reason why I felt revolution way before I felt evolution, as a matter of fact, evolution and revolution is just about the same thing. A revolution is the birthplace before you go into what they call evolution. In order to evolve, you have to sometimes go in circles, and power will have to be exchanged from one hand to another. And this is why you can even see, this is why you can even see how the powers and all that other kind of stuff, how everything lines up. And it's just a beautiful outlook. It's a beautiful thing. And like I said, exchanging power from one to another, and then, of course, with evolving, when you evolve as a being and you reach your higher self, you know, it's like a graduation stage is what I'm saying, you know. And then on top of that, I also acknowledge the nourishing, you know, the nourishing knowledge of mother and stuff like that, you know. I wanted to just touch on that in terms of, the revolution evolving into evolution, you know, and understanding the sciences of both, and that you may have time when revolutionary forces come about. And, of course, that's when you deal with military, government. A lot of people want to talk about that. When you look at the Caucasian man, he's in an evolutionary state, but he's in a dying state today. But the European, he had a revolutionary state, and he also had an evolutionary state, just like the dinosaurs, you know?
That's right.
And, right, and that's what I also agree with Brother Newman. Because I agree with him on that in terms of black people like becoming like we it's like an upgrade, like a reboot. Mm-hmm. You know, we upgrade. And that old black man, that old black woman gets restored with a greater soul, a greater self.
That's right.
You know, they get restored.
Right.
So I do agree. And at the same time as I support revolutionary theology, I do agree 100% with evolutionary theology, 100%, because you have to move forward. You can't just keep going in circles. But
that's
I just
right.
wish
that's
a lot
right.
of times, yeah, I just wish a lot of times that our evolutionary brothers and sisters would respect the revolution, theology and science, because I definitely think that they have also laid down foundation for black folk in America, too, and around the world. That resistance of fighting, and that's right, the resistance of fighting against injustice. And,
right.
and ultimately, it's all about freedom, justice, and, you know, what they call equality, but liberation. And that's why I want to make sure I mention that. Whenever I thought of revolution, I always thought of that, what they call, the Christians say, they talk about that light at the end of the tunnel, where whenever you do something, there's supposed to be a cause and effect. Like, there's supposed to be good fruits coming from revolution.
Supposed to be.
There's supposed to be good fruits coming from evolution.
That's
and in
right.
order to
that's
that,
right.
You got to go around in circles. I went around in circles for the time. Just like that song, they said, what did you got? Went in circles. They had a song on that said that you had me going around in circles. You know, you even had groups like Atlantic Star. They used to talk about going around in circles, their love affairs. So a lot of, when people are going around in circles, even in their life, they're going in the revolution cycle. So in order to get out of that revolution cycle, they have to learn evolution and how
that's
to grow
right.
and get out of that circle.
I remember that song. That was, what was that? Willie Go Round in Circle? Or Willie Fly High Like a Bird Up in the Sky? I remember that song. Right. I remember that.
That's right. And that was one of my favorite songs. My mom, you know, of course, introduced me to that song. That song was a little bit before my time, you know. But, I'm an 80s baby. So, you know, in our time, we had the soul. And I also love when you mention about the soul, because that also reminds me of Superman. Not the Man of Steel.
Okay.
Superman.
Right.
I'm talking about the solar. The solar
right.
man. Solar.
Come on.
Because,
that's right.
Because all of our people strive to get to that higher point of knowledge, that higher point of wisdom, that higher point of consciousness. And when we're operating on a solar level, you're out of the revolution now. You ain't going out of circles. Now, you evolve.
That's a good point. Beautiful.
See? So when you look at the solar man, because I want to touch on that, the solar man you and the solar woman, because there's not just a superman, there's also a superwoman. entities, is not only a blessing to our people, but it's also a connection to a greater source of evolving, you know. And then just overall, yeah, when you think about even the whole story of Superman, and I touched on before, Planet Krypton, that we know about Rick and O'Brien, and, you know, and our ancestry, the science of our ancestry is also the same science, you know, connected to where Europeans getting the Superman story from and all these comic books. So I just think by us understanding the science of the soul, of being soul beings, or being carbonite, the carbonite people, right? Where they say melanin turns into carbon.
Right. Carbonite, come
people.
On.
Okay.
Right.
And carbonite people means that we're also going to have a soul.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not operating on what they just call spirit, right? We're also operating on what they call soul. So I just wanted to share that analogy with you, you know.
Thank
you,
brother.
Thank
you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Brother Bata. Goddess V,
yeah.
Fire Goddess V. Did you have a share as it relates to go? Yes, ma'am. All right, let's see. I'm open.
Yes.
I'm open. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Peace. Peace to everyone.
Peace
to you, Goddess Sinetra. I'll start off by saying that, and, you know, I heard you earlier when you mentioned that the brother, Jehu, advised you, gave you some beautiful advice to, when you're doing your broadcast, to speak, you know, from the soul, speak as though, as if you're having a conversation with someone, you know, speak from your heart.
Yes.
And I totally agree with that. That is a beautiful thing. It shouldn't be any other way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being
mm-hmm.
said, I'm just going to make a statement. I'm going to express myself briefly in regards to the Sinetra and the topic we are speaking of. You're discussing the soul. Sinetra, this Goddess Sinetra, this sister is a very beautiful sister. We both came out of the future of Mentalect, as we know. When this sister first came in, the future of Mentalect, I immediately saw the light around this sister. Light emanates from this sister, even when you look at her photo, you know, and I know this isn't about you, but this is what's on my heart to say. Even when you look at her photo, you can see the light emanating from this sister, and that attracted me to her immediately. So I reached out to this sister. We immediately, you know, resonated with one another. You understand what I'm saying? It was like we knew each other for several lifetimes. That's how it was. When I say that the sister and I, that we travel the universe together, you know, we have been and we still do, and that we connect with each other on so many levels, and that we understand each other, you know, inside and outside and on different levels. It's hard to find people that you can communicate with, you know, with words spoken and unspoken. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's a beautiful thing, you know? And, you know, the sister, you know, when it comes to Amun and the Amun beings and being an Amunite, this sister, you know, is serious about her soul journey and who she is. And she's very serious about connecting with her higher self. I've learned a lot from this sister during the time that I have met her. There was, as we all know, there was an incident that happened that, you know, physically and mentally, I'm just going to say physically and mentally, disconnected us from one another. But guess what? When there is an order set out for things to be, you understand what I'm saying? It's going to be. And certain events occur, you know, that are set in place to help us to grow, to help us to get to a specific or particular destination moving forward. And everything is on time. That's how I see it. Everything happens on time when it is supposed to. There was going to be nothing to keep this sister and myself from, you know, coming together and connecting with one another and having a journey. I call Sinetra my soul. That's my soul journey partner. That's what I call her, my soul journey partner. You know what I mean? Because we relate on, you know, we relate on so many different levels, as I said before. What I learned from interacting and building with this sister, I've learned several things, but one of the most important things that I've learned is to what you want to do is you want to always remember, always know that we are to operate from our higher selves. You understand what I'm saying? There are times where, you know, as we are moving forward and we are growing, we are evolving, you know, that lower self, you know, peeks its ugly head out like, hey, what's up? You know what I'm saying? I'm over here. What you want to do? What you saying? Ignore me? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? You know, you're not listening to me no more? What's up? You know what I mean? But, you know, these are the moments where you have to know. You have to have that inner knowing who you are and where you're going. You understand what I'm saying? And when you're operating from your higher self and you're connecting with your higher self, you pretty much, you know, you're on the right track. You understand what I'm saying? You're on the right track and things will happen. You understand what I'm saying? We're, you know, living this human experience here in this body. You understand what I'm saying? And we all have influences. Things will happen. But like I said, moving forward, you keep moving forward.
Always.
You know, the inner workings of what it is that needs to be done and you do it. And you move from that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just, you know, continuing to operate from our higher selves. You know, it's not about being perfect. It's about being righteous. It truly is about being righteous, you know.
Right.
I don't want to come back here again, you know, and do this over again.
Indeed,
I really don't.
Indeed.
I want to move on. I want to evolve to, you know, my next destination. I don't want to do this over again. But, you know, during my time here, I am learning. You know, I deal with a lot of fire. I have a lot of fire within me. You understand? Some people mistake that for anger, you know what I mean, and gossip and all this other stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you know, I know who I am and who I strive to be and where I am going. And I must say that the sister, she does as well, Sister Sinetra. This is a beautiful sister right here. And you have a lot of people who say that they are righteous, you know, and they're soul beings and they're this and they're that, and then they say it all day, every day, but then you look at their actions, you know, and you're like, okay, well, how are you manifesting this? You know what I mean? In your physical, you know, same existence, how are you manifesting this? Well, this sister is to me, and she doesn't like, you know what I'm saying, focus a lot on herself. She doesn't like it, but I do have to say, you know, that she is doing the work. She is absolutely doing the work. She's showing and she's proving. And I respect this sister, and I support this sister.
Thank you, Goddess D. That was really, really beautiful. You know, one of the questions that was asked of me when I was, my soul, you know, received, you know, from my sister as it relates to Goddess V. You know, why would you reconnect? You know, with somebody in their opinion, you know, when they sought to be supportive of a disconnection. And my soul knows better than any external force what it is that my soul desires in relationship to my growth and my development and my evolution. And when I'm saying I really sincerely mean our. We know better than any external force how it is that we're going to move forward and how we are going to be successful in our mission. And that's a part of allowing yourself to be your best counsel. You don't let an external force be the counsel of your soul. That's why you have a soul in the first place, because that soul is our direct connection to the source. And I wanted to make sure before I went any further, when I went through that particular journey of fulfilling those things that would be a education to my soul. When I came across the name of Anu, who was the source for me, who was like what we call our, you know, our guides. You know, they speak on that in religion. You know, you have guardians, you have guides, you have protectors. But it's not until you acknowledge what it is that your soul needs that you can call on these things. And that's how I came to know that the name of the Supreme Being, the Most High, the Creator, and what I acknowledge him for myself is Amen. The name Anu that the Sumerians spell with the A is actually A-E, and it is Innu. And I resonated with that as my Father, my eternal Supreme, like the goddess V said, my connection has been to Anu all of my existences. That is where I know I came from. And that is a part of identifying the inner self of your soul. And I know I had this beautiful conversation, and I would have hoped that my sister, who I consider to be a soul sister, and as Goddess V said, a partner, you know, on this journey until I can get a better description, the Goddess Oracle. She has said so many profound things to me in this short period of time of knowing her that although they resonate with my mind, my body, and my soul, the soul has so many depths and it has so many deep levels that the soul is something that is a eternal, open, infinite possibility to who it is that we can be. And one thing that this sister had said to me that was so profound, I would have hoped that she would be able to come on, and, you know, so you all could hear the elevating energy and that pure of her experience, which has really, really helped me in a way that I know that it's just going to help me to evolve and to grow where I'm going on my soul journey. But, and I'm going to take that but out because it takes away from what you previously said. There is no but. I'm going to say and to add to it. And that's another beautiful thing that this sister shared with me, is that when we are adding, and I thank God Pata and I thank Goddess V for their adding and their sharing to this, because all of our learning, the best learning, is interactive. When we can hear that someone else is receiving and it is resonating with them, what it is that they are saying, and our soul, which is ourself, and our soul, which is our, it's our guide. You know, it is our ultimate guide. And when this sister, this beautiful sister Oracle, shared with me how she went through her journey, it was like so profound to me. And in acknowledging the soul as being who you are ultimately, masculine, physically, I mean, masculine, your masculine self, your feminine self, your good self, your bad self, your God self, your devil self, all those things that are in, you know, that are, you know, the product of who you are. And then there are those things that you are going to drop. You're going to shed. Your soul is going to take you through that ultimate journey where you will know. Nobody will have to tell you anything. You know what's best for your growth. You know what's best for your evolution. And you are coming out, you are coming up from that revolution, that radical change, going into your transformation. And these things I share, and I always like to invite, you know, and share as a way to be able to open the minds, because it took years of me going through a lot of life experiences before receiving these words as it relates to embracing your soul, nurturing your soul, elevating your own soul. And I'm glad that Brother Fatah mentioned the solar being as it relates to our connection to the source, and our connection to this beautiful ball of energy that is the sun. That will be another broadcast, because the solar being and the soul, they all go hand in hand with each other, but that solar being is the being that is able to receive. That solar being is that process that we go by, charging our solar plexus and acknowledging all things that are us and putting everything in perspective. I just see my brother coming on the line, and I want to open up his mic. We only got 7 minutes to go, so I'm going to bring on the Brother Jehu. God, Brother Jehu, you're on the live line. Are you there?
That process that we go by, charging our solar plexus and acknowledging all things that are us and putting everything in perspective.
Okay. So the brother was listening. This has been a very, very beautiful share. And like God has been said, it's always best to speak from the heart. And that's also where it is if we want to know physically as it relates to our mind. Our soul sits in the seat of the heart. Some say it is in the solar plexus, but actually it resonates between, you know, all aspects of our true self, our mind, our body, and our soul. Are those things that are so important to our inner identity and our outer expression, and how it is that we will be able to utilize those tools in our personal growth and in our effort to encourage and build up on our courage and continue to uplift. I know this has kind of been like a mushy, you know, feminine, you know, topic, or maybe it hasn't been. But, you know, the ultimate goal is to share that pure light that is just coming through a vessel. I'm a vessel like all others, and this is just what I choose to do with my soul expression. And I want to thank all the goddesses and the gods and the solar beings, those 144,000 elect, you know, who are on the same journey. And our connection is to each other as we move onward and forward into the future. And I'm going to say thank you so much for listening. Until the next Amina Ray's broadcast, I'm going to acknowledge the Creator in my closing. In the name and in the power of Amen, we trust. We, the solar beings, breathe, live, move forward, and have our being, and we are free. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Sinetra Menquarez. Everybody have a beautiful day. Peace.
your first pair of sneakers.
Oh, they are fast.
Converse, I think. Do you? I remember you swore you were so big and bad. You walked around like you're didn't stay.
Remember playing high.